back with Hastings College football. Excitement. You've been at it for a few days now and in some heat a little bit, but I know you're excited, pumped up, ready for a good season, aren't you?
Yeah. We've been in for just a little bit over a week, about 9 days, and we had a couple nasty hot days, and other than that, the temperature hasn't been horrible. It's been humid, of course, but yeah, it's nice to have a little weather, a little bit of adversity that way to work through as a team. But our guys have been holding up, and our energy is good.
Year five for you there, Hastings College, and I know the preseason GPAC poll didn't put you too high, but I'm sure your kids look at that and said, "Hey, we're gonna prove some people wrong this year." I'm sure after looking at the poll, didn't they?
Well, you know, we finished last year second from the bottom, and I actually told our team this last night is that usually with those polls, where you finish the year before is where the coaches place you going into the next season. So, I mean, we by all rights, I expected to be 9th or 10th. In the preseason poll, and we actually were 7th. So, I think that's a sign that I think some people know and have seen some things that have happened maybe with a couple transfers coming in and maybe realize that last year for us was a bit of a one-off, hopefully, and are expecting bigger things from us this year. And, you know, that's our plan is to deliver and hopefully do better than the 7th spot, hopefully finish somewhere in that top bunch.
Would you agree, Morningside, no question, with what they have coming back? They're the team to beat again this year?
Oh, I think there's no question. You know, there's Northwestern Iowa and Dort are two programs that have, over the past few years anyway, have consistently been right with Morningside. Last year, Morningside came out on top again. 2 years ago, Dort actually beat Morningside for the first time, and Northwestern won a national championship a couple years ago. So all of those teams deserve to be in that conversation. But I picked Morningside in my preseason poll as the number one team and the team to beat. But, yeah, they're going to be good, and the others are going to be really good as well.
Coach, you got a couple of Southwest Nebraska kids on that roster, and Eli Kaler, I know, had to sit out last year since moving over, and then Quay Myers from nearby Dundee County Strand's been on the roster for a couple of years, so a couple of guys hoping to help out and contribute in some ways this year.
Yeah, so Eli came over, actually started his career at Morningside, and then left there that first semester, and there's a rule in our conference, and I like the rule. It's challenging for Eli's situation, but if you transfer within the conference, you have to sit out the entire next year, no matter what the circumstances were. So Eli was here all of last season, ran on the scout team, gave a great effort, was here through winter conditioning, and he's probably the hungriest guy on the team right now because he hadn't played in a game since high school. He's a defensive end for us, and we're going to play a committee of defensive linemen. We'll probably play 8 guys, and he'll be very, very active in that rotation, which is great. He's one of our leaders. He was voted onto our leadership council. Just a really, really good fit here for Eli with us here at Hastings. Quade is a senior, and last season he kind of settled into a really solid special teams role. He's on multiple special teams, and he's a receiver for us. It looks like this year that special teams role is probably going to be where he does most of his play and impact, and we're happy to have him for one more go as well.
I probably should include Brock Burrish in there as well on your offensive line. Brock, of course, dad Joe is a McCook High School grad. Mom's a McCook High School grad. So, Brock, hard to believe that kid's already a senior as last year, but he's kind of going to be a great guy in that offensive line for you, isn't he?
Yes. No, you're right. And Brock started off and on as a freshman. We had an injury to our starting center that year, and didn't expect Brock to come in and play as a freshman, but he did out of necessity a little bit that year and did a great job with it. And then he's been kind of a mainstay for us since then. He had a rough knee injury last season that took the second half of the season away from him, and he's back and cleared and fully healthy now. And so yeah, he's not a Southwest Nebraska grad technically, but he is a very much a Southwest Nebraska legacy. So That is a good name to bring up for sure.
And in fact, that O-line, you got what, four of the five starters back? So that's an experienced bunch up front, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we've got four of the five starters back, and even that fifth starter, I like the player that graduated last year, was a great kid, great effort kid. I think we may be more talented this year than we were last year at that spot. And with the experience we have, all of these guys have played college football, some for 2 or 3 years already. And so it's one of, if not the most experienced group we have on the team. And, you know, that's for those five guys to be able to work together and be on the same page is vitally important if you want to be productive on offense. And we've been young in the offensive line the last 2 years, and this year we can finally say we're a veteran group. And, you know, the thing there, we have to stay healthy. That's been a challenge as well. So hopefully this year that group is able to stay on the field as one group throughout the season.
And they're going to be blocking for, you know, you could experience back at quarterback, got some wideouts back. So that this should be an offense very capable of scoring a lot of points every game.
Well, we think so. You know, it's looked that way in fall camp. We went through spring ball, and it felt like in the spring we had the makings of that unit. But things, things looked good at times, but it wasn't all that consistent. And since fall camp started, that consistency has really settled in. So we have a couple transfer running backs that we brought in to give us a little bit more of a home run threat out of the backfield there. And then we have a transfer quarterback that came in and was not able, due to an injury recovery, was not able to participate during spring ball. But he's been going here during fall camp. And so, you know, we've got a legitimate quarterback competition that we're working here in fall camp. And it's making our team better. So some of those things in spring ball that look like we have the right system, and maybe we just needed a little bit of more speed or whatever here and there, it feels like now some of those things have shown up, and I think our offense is ready to go.
Well, I'm sure class is going to be kicking off here, I think, probably relatively pretty soon, Coach, and everybody's starting into a little routine, going to class and with practices, and that Doan opener here on, 2 weeks from Saturday is going to be sneaking up pretty quickly.
Yep, class actually started today, so here about 2 hours ago, our guys are in class, and so we're getting into that in-season routine, which I like. I've never loved fall camp, and as you get older, some of those things become a little bit more challenging physically. But getting through camp, getting into the routine of the season and the class schedule, the Monday through Friday routine, and the games on the weekends and the recoveries on Sunday and that sort of thing is there. So yeah, 2 weeks from Saturday we'll be at Doan for a home opener, our opener on the road. We're going to play it as a night game. Originally we were going to play the Thursday night on the 28th, and then the Huskers scheduled their game down at Arrowhead Stadium on that Thursday night, and we didn't want to pull all of their crowd away from them and have them play in an empty Arrowhead Stadium. So we decided with Doan that we better move our game to Saturday to give the Huskers the crowd that they need, and then we'll have a nice crowd on Saturday as well.